This is Ashisha here, and today we'll be discussing about input tax credit. The term input tax credit, or ITC for short, means claiming the credit used for GST paid on the purchase of goods and services used by the business. In simple words, we can say ITC means we get back the tax we paid at the time of purchasing the goods and services. GST is a value-added tax where the tax is collected at all points of the supply chain, while credit is given to the tax paid at the earlier points. In other words, we can say that input tax credit is the lifeline of GST. Let us look at this definition with an example. Imagine that a registered dealer purchased goods worth rupees 100 to make a product. The GST of the component is 18, therefore he has to pay rupees 118 to the supplier. After manufacturing the product, imagine he decided to sell it for rupees 200. Here, the GST becomes rupees 36, which the supplier has to deposit with the government. However, since he has an input tax credit of rupees 18, the supplier now only has to deposit rupees 18 to the government. Before GST, we had the SINVAT credit for the indirect tax levied by the union government and the state-level VAT credit mechanism. But the credit chain remained fragmented because the state-level VAT could not offset the central tax and vice versa, and the interstate tax credits were not available. But with the introduction of GST, registered person can claim the credit for both interstate and intrastate supplies seamlessly. So now that we understood about ITC, let us know what are the eligibility of ITC. The very first one is that every registered person is entitled to claim ITC for GST on inward supplies. Secondly, the goods or services must be used for business purposes. Now, what are the conditions for taking ITC? In order to claim ITC, registered persons should meet certain conditions, and let us see what are these conditions. The very first one is possession of an invoice issued for taxable supplies of goods and services. Secondly, an actual receipt of goods and services. Third one is that the tax should have been actually paid to the government. The final condition is that the registered person should have to file the form GSTR-3B. Now, let us discuss about how ITC can be claimed in some special cases. How can we claim ITC in the case of goods received in lots? If goods covered by an invoice are not received in a single consignment, but as lots or installment, ITC can only be claimed at the receipt of the last lot or installment. Now, let us look into the bill-to-ship-to model. In this model, the registered person directs delivery of the goods to a third party on his behalf. In this, the registered person is entitled to claim the input tax credit even if the goods have been delivered to a third party. Now, let us discuss the situation where the credits are not allowed. The first one is payment for the invoice. The ITC will be reversed if the invoice payment has not been made to the supplier within 180 days of issuance. However, the provision will not apply to supplies under reverse charge mechanism or to deemed supplies without consideration. The second one is depreciation on capital goods. A registered person cannot claim an ITC on the capital goods if they have claimed depreciation on the tax component of the cost. Third, ineligible credits. Input tax credits will not be available for goods or services that are used for the non-business purposes or for exempted goods or services. The fourth one is blocked credit. Section 17(5) of CGST Act blocks the claiming of income tax for certain items of goods and services, and this includes the purchase or hire of motor vehicles with a seating capacity of 13 or fewer, as well as vessels and aircrafts. However, there are some exceptions. ITC is available for motor vehicles, vessels or aircraft used for further taxable supplies, taxable supply of transportation of passengers, and taxable supply of training. But ITC is not applicable for providing insurance, services, repairs, and maintenance for ineligible motor vehicles, vessels, and aircrafts. The next one is works contract. The ITC on works contract service for construction of the immovable property is blocked, except when the service is used for further supply of works contract services. Fourthly, construction of immovable property. Even when an immovable property other than a plant or machinery are constructed on their own by a registered person without utilizing works contract services, ITC cannot be claimed. Fifth one is composition scheme. Suppliers under the composition scheme cannot collect the GST from the receiver of the supplies. Any goods or services received from a supplier registered under the composition scheme cannot be claimed as an ITC since the receiver is not paying any GST. Next one is about non-residents. Non-residents can claim ITC only on imported goods. They cannot avail ITC for the goods or services received in India and for services imported. The seventh one is for free samples and destroyed goods. No ITC is available for free samples, gifts, and lost or destroyed goods that are written off. Eighth one is about the taxes paid in fraud cases, detention, or confiscation. ITC will not be available for taxes paid as a result of evasion of taxes or confiscation of goods. Some other categories where ITC are not eligible are food and beverages, outdoor categories, beauty treatments, health services, life insurance, cosmetic and plastic surgery, membership of any clubs or health and fitness centers, leave travel concession provided to employees. Now, let us look into the next situations. It is about the time limit for availing ITC. Amounts of ITC relating to a financial year must be claimed before the due date for filing the return of September of the succeeding financial year or before the date for filing the relevant annual return, whichever is earlier. I hope I was able to shed some light on the topic of ITC. I will see you guys in the next video. Till then, bye.